preached on that this morning, but I want to break in at verse number 22. St. John chapter 3, verse number 22. The Bible says, let's all stand if you would, please. Let's all stand and read the Word of God. The Bible says, after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anan near to Salmon, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. Verse number 24 says, for John was not yet cast in the prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man cannot receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. Let me say that again. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what hath he seen and heard that he testifieth? And no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. I like that verse. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, nor God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Watch verse 35. The Bible says, the Father loveth the Son and hath giveth all things, everything unto him. And then it says in his hand, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Let's pray. Father, we love you. And thank you for the opportunity to be at our church this morning to preach the Word of God. I pray you would help us this morning, Father, to preach with power, purity, truth, and liberty. I pray this morning, Father, if there is one or more souls in this building this morning that is not saved, that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, I pray this morning, Father, the power of the Holy Spirit of God would speak to that heart, and Father, they would come and ever live. Lord, he that hath the Son hath life. Lord, one day we will be with you throughout all eternity because we have put our faith and trust in you. I pray you'll speak to our hearts today. Draw us close to thee. Give us power from on high. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I love John 3. There's a lot of good messages in there, but this was a pretty good one that I had studied out and looked about. The Bible says in 22, after these things, after what things? After the meeting with Nicodemus, where he had told Nicodemus, for God so loved the world, amen. He had told him about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. After these things, after the cleansing of the temple, after the miracles had been done, Jesus is now starting his ministry, has done many miracles, and people are watching him and watching, seeing what's going on in his life. The Bible says, after these things came Jesus. He came, amen, and his disciples, those that were with him, those that knew him, those that loved him, they were with him into the land of Judea. And there he tarried with them and baptized. You know, I thought about that for a moment. I thought about after these things. Can I tell you, after the last bell has rung, after the last song has been sung, after the last message has been preached, after the last prayer has been prayed, after the last soul has been saved, can I tell you, Jesus Christ is on his way. He's coming back for the church. The Bible says Jesus came with his disciples. He will come again and take the church, those that are born again, those those that believe, those that have put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ will go with Jesus, amen. And they will stay with Jesus throughout all eternity. The Bible says that they tarried with Jesus, which meant they stayed there a long time. He stayed a long time with them. We will be in heaven throughout all eternity, praise God. He is coming back one day. He is returning for the church one day. And my friends, if you're here today and you're not prepared and you're not ready and you've not put your faith and trust in Jesus and you don't believe that He is the very Son of God, my friends, you must be ready before He returns, because He can come back at any given time. Amen. So He was there with the disciples and He stayed many, many days. The Bible says, and baptized. John the Baptist was baptizing, telling people to repent, pointing to Jesus, that this is the Lamb of God. Amen. But you know what? The Lord Jesus' disciples, they were the ones that were baptizing. It wasn't Jesus. Read in verse number John 4:1-2, it says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not. He baptized not, but his disciples. Let me tell you what, the Lord Jesus Christ does not need to baptize. Water is not going to save our souls, amen. Water is not going to get us to heaven. I'll tell you how He did it, through the precious blood on the cross of Calvary, how He shed His blood and gave His very life and rose again on that third and victorious, glorious day. That's how we get to heaven. It's not about baptism, amen. He didn't do the baptizing, but I'll tell you what, He did the most important thing there was. Gave His very life on Calvary, my friends. That was the most important thing Jesus did. Now watch this, He said, and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anan near to Salmon, because there was much water. There probably wasn't just a little stream. There probably wasn't just a little creek. The Bible says there was much water. I believe there was a lot of water around. And I believe you could get into it and be immersed. Amen. You get down like Jesus did. And that's exactly how the Lord Jesus Christ did it. Amen. He was baptized with much water. The Bible says over in Matthew 3:16, and Jesus, when He was baptized, He went up straightway out of the water, amen. It's not about sprinkling. It's about going down, amen. And listen, kind of dying with Christ and rising again, praise God. And that's why John the Baptist was there, because there was much water. Can I tell you, God will meet your needs? Can I tell you, God can supply your needs and answer your prayers? And that's exactly where John the Baptist was, where there was much water. The Bible says over there, it says, and they came and were baptized. Verse number 24, for John was not yet cast in the prison. I'm going to talk about that at the very end, about John. He was doing his ministry. He was doing everything that the Holy Spirit of God told him to do, but he was not yet cast into prison. Verse number 15, it says, or 25, then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. The question, maybe about the two baptisms, maybe about what was going on. Jesus and his disciples are over there. They're baptizing. John, you're over here baptizing. Amen. Listen, they probably did not fully understand. They did not understand everything that was going on, the Jews and some of the disciples. Here's the answer to the question. Water baptism will never wash away our sins. Just because you've been baptized maybe as a little child, it will not wash away your sins. It will not get you into heaven, amen. You must believe. You must repent. You must put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, amen. It's not just about water baptism. It's all about the blood, the precious shed blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. What's that song that we sing? Our hope is built on nothing less than what? Than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Amen. That's what it's about, praise God. Let me tell you what, water baptism is an outward profession of an inward possession, my friends. That's what it is. A lot of people say, I got baptized when I was a baby, I'm going to know I'm on my way to heaven. My friends, you better make sure you accept Christ. You better make sure you know, because I'll read that at the very end, what John the Baptist said and also what Jesus said. And then he went over there and he said, they had a question, wondering what's going on. They came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes. What's going on? He's doing the same thing you're doing. And watch this. And the Bible says, and all men come to him. Can I tell you, Jesus' ministry was growing. Jesus' ministry was getting very, very big. There was many people that were coming to him. They were being baptized, but maybe some of them weren't understanding. Maybe some of them weren't believing. Maybe some of them did not put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, what are you talking about? Can I tell you, there's many people The Bible says that many people came to him. Jesus wants everyone to be saved. The Bible said he's not willing to what? That any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants everybody to be saved, everybody to put their faith and trust. But a lot of times we come to church. I'm up here preaching this morning, Brother Rick. Okay. Thank you, preacher. I'm up here preaching. There was times, my friends, and let me be real honest with you, I didn't get saved till 22 years ago. I was 40. You can't figure how old I am, but I was 40 years old. And that's true. What's the matter? You don't think I am? And I went to church since I was 13 years old when my mother had passed away and she was praying for me and she wanted me saved. But I went to the house of God. And let me tell you what, I sang the songs about Jesus. I even gave the offering. And when I got older, I went out when I was in the choir and I became a trustee and I did all this and I sang the songs and I heard the message and I came to church. But did I not? I did not come to Jesus. The Bible says all men come to Jesus. They went to the Lord and they went with him and they followed him. You cannot get to heaven without putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not about, hey, I've been good. I've been coming to church. Hold on a minute. I got to take this jacket off. I get too hot. I don't know how the preacher does it. Whew. I can't. Listen, we can come to church and we can hear the man of God preach the word of God and they can pray for us and we can sing the songs and we can give the offering. But I'll tell you what, you must believe in Jesus and put your faith and trust in him and him alone. Amen. He said, all men come to Christ. A lot of people come to church. A lot of people try to live a good life. A lot of people try to do everything they can to be good people. And that's okay. And we ought to do it. But all my friends, we need to put our faith and trust in Jesus and Jesus Christ alone. The Bible says all men come to him. Because if we don't, we'll be lost throughout all eternity. Well, that's what the Bible says. And the Bible says, and John answered and said, a man can receive nothing. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. How did we receive salvation? Because God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to come on the cross and shed his blood and to suffer and bleed and die and rise on that third and victorious, glorious day. All things come from heaven. Let me tell you what. He's talking about the ministry there. He's talking about what John the Baptist was doing. He's talking about how his ministry was, that the Holy Spirit of God had filled him with the ministry. Let me tell you what. Once we get saved, once we put our faith and trust in him, God Almighty will give us gifts to use for his glory and his honor. Amen. And it all comes from where? It all comes from above. When you teach, when you preach, when you sing, when you share the gospel, it all comes from above. The Holy Spirit of God. You know what else I was thinking about when I was studying this? Think about how good God's been to you and me and everybody. How God's blessed us. How we have a wonderful family, homes, jobs. How God's been so good to us. Let me tell you what. Let me read you the verse. I'm not even going to say I'm going to read you the verse. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. From above. Amen. Listen. Hey, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Everything we're blessed with, everything God's blessed with, is come from above. We need to thank him. We need to praise him. We need to worship him and give him glory, honor, and praise for all that he has done for us. Because everything, that's what John about to say, all good things come from above. Let's thank him daily for what he's done in our life. Okay, the next one, the Bible says, ye yourselves hear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ. John the Baptist speaking to the people there, the Pharisees and the Jews. You heard me witness. I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him, before Jesus Christ. Amen. John the Baptist was what? The forerunner of Jesus Christ. He was there to point people to the coming Messiah, the one, the Savior of the world. They thought he must have been the Christ. They thought he must have been Elias, but he was not. He was John the Baptist, amen. He announced Christ was the Lamb of God. When he came, when he see Jesus over in John 1:29, the next day John seeth who? Jesus coming unto him. Here he comes, here comes Jesus. And what did he say? He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He wasn't saying that he was the Messiah. He wasn't saying he was the Redeemer. He was the one that pointed the people to Jesus Christ through the baptism. Repent, the Savior, the Messiah is coming. And by the way, there he is, right there. Hey, listen, one day we'll see Jesus right there when he comes back. There he is. There he is. He said, I am not the Christ. Many people believe now that you can get to heaven because you do this and you do that. And you're acting this way and you're acting that way and you've been baptized and you do this and you do that and you're good. You're going to get, no, that's not how you're going to get to heaven. It's not going to get you there. Why did Jesus come to give his very life? We must put our faith and trust in him. And let me tell you what, there's one way, one God, one Messiah, one truth, one word, only one way to heaven. And Jesus said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah. And then what did he say? And no man cometh unto the Father, God, but by me. Yeah. He said, are you the Christ? No, I am not the Christ. John said, I'm not the Christ. But there he is. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I'm not the Christ, he said. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore is fulfilled. When we've heard the voice and the Spirit of the Holy Spirit of God, amen, when we got saved, we can rejoice. We can be happy. Our joy is filled. Our joy is full. We can have joy and hope and peace in our life, amen, because we've heard the Holy Spirit of God speak to our hearts. But what about those that haven't? What about those that heard that voice? What about those that felt that on their heart? What about those that were trembling? I've seen people sometimes at the altar when you're praying and when you've got the service and they're standing there and they might have tears coming out of their eyes. You know how I've seen that? Because I've done that myself. Yeah. I wanted to go to the altar. I wanted to get saved, but I thought, oh man, I think I'm already saved. I don't understand. I'll just wait till I get out of church. I'll wait till next Sunday. There might not have been another time, but praise be to God, he cared enough to save my soul one day. One day. You don't want to wait too long. Just because you might be young. Because you might be not very old. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. We have no idea. And my friends, we must be prepared. We must be prepared. The bride is the bridegroom. Speaking of Jesus Christ and the church, amen. He's coming back for the church one day. The friend of the bridegroom. Are you a friend of the bridegroom? Do you know Jesus Christ? You know him. You're a friend of the bride that had the bride. Let me tell you what. Rejoice greatly. We need to rejoice greatly because of what Christ has done for us. And over there he said, he must increase, but I must decrease. John the Baptist ministry is about ready to go down, to go under. He came and he did everything that the Spirit of God told him to do. But now Jesus' ministry is about to increase. And that's what they're talking about. They're a little upset, a little jealous. Why is everybody going to Christ and not coming to you? Why is there multitudes around him and not coming to you? I'll tell you what, I wish today in 2019 that there was more multitudes coming to Jesus Christ today than what there has been for 2,000 years. I wish, and we should pray, that there's more people coming to Jesus than following the things of the world, praise God. Because that's what a lot of people do. They follow the things of the world. They're in the way of Satan. We must follow Jesus, and more multitudes and multitudes must come to the house of God and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. They were upset about that. They were mad about that. You know who gets mad about that? Satan, the prince and the power of the air. He gets upset about that. He don't like that when people come to the house of God. He does not like when people get filled with the Spirit of God and come and get saved or born again and start putting their faith and trust in Jesus. He doesn't like that. And these people did not understand this. They did not like that. Why is everybody coming to Jesus? John said, he must increase, but I must. Oh, did you hear that? Must. Yeah. Not should, not better, but I must. When God tells us to do something, we need to do it. Amen. Yeah. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. Speaking of Christ. He that is of the earth is earthly. Well, where was John from? Of the earth. He's from the earth. Where did Jesus Christ come? From heaven's splendor. He that is above is above all, amen. And he that is of the earth is earthly. You know what? Speaks of me. Speaks of you. speaks of every single one that was ever born since the time of Adam and Eve. He that come to earth is earthly. You know what? The Bible says everything. We're all born into this sinful, sin-filled world. Yeah, we might enjoy the life. We might enjoy the things of the world. God's blessed us with so much. But let me tell you what, which absolutely means we're all sinners and we need a Savior. Every single one, every single person ever born is a sinner and needs a Savior, Jesus Christ. He that cometh from the earth is earthly. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thank God for what He did for us on Calvary. We can now have hope. The world needs to start following Jesus. The world needs to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And can I say this? Even the people in the house of God. Because I know, because I was one of them. Before I was 40 years old, people probably looked at me and said, well, he's singing in the choir. He must be saved. Well, he's been a trustee. He must be saved. I remember when I went up the Joint State Line Baptist Church in 1993, and I went up and shook the Pastor Cunningham's hand, and he said, first thing he asked me, he didn't ask me, say, you want to be a member of this church? He didn't ask me that. He didn't say, are you a good guy? You want to come here with this church? He didn't say that. You know the first thing he asked me? Are you saved? I wanted to join the church. I wanted to be part of that church. I love this preaching. That's the first question he asked me. Are you saved? And I turned around and said, yes, but I wasn't. Can I tell you, there's a lot of people that follow Christ. And Satan loves to see it. Satan loves to say, oh good, they went to church, but they didn't get saved. They heard the message preached, but they didn't come to the altar and get saved. They heard the man of God preach the word of God, but they did not come to the house of God. And they did not get saved. He loves that. Satan loves that. And so does the world. My friends, we need to be sure that we're saved and on our way to heaven. He said over there, he must increase, I must decrease. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that is cometh from heaven is above all. Let me tell you what he's talking about, Jesus Christ. Can I tell you today, he's still King of Kings. He's still Lord of Lords. He's still the great I Am. He's still the one that can save your soul. Amen. And listen, he is above all. He's great. He's got all power. The Bible says in Ephesians 1, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He's still the Savior. He's still the King of Kings. He's still saving souls today. He's still changing lives. He's still the Creator today. He's still the one that loves you today and wants you to make sure that you're saved today. Now, John the Baptist said that twice. He's above all. You know what I thought about? Whew. We need to start saying that a little more to our friends. We need to start witnessing just a little more to those that need Jesus. We need to start saying, hey, Jesus has been good to me. Jesus has changed my life. Jesus has made a brand new creature out of me because he's above all. Let's start telling the people just a little bit more like John the Baptist did in this verse. He said it twice. He's above all. He's above everything. He's above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. Same thing I said before. They've seen Jesus. They've seen the miracles. They've seen the healings. They've watched this. They've watched them do that. They've watched them do so many things. They don't realize that he is the Messiah. They didn't realize that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. They did not realize that. They came and walked and talked and did this and that. But you know what? He said over there, watch, let me read it again. And no man receiveth his testimony. So many people hear the word of God. So many people come to the house of God and hear the word of God, but they don't receive the Savior. They don't receive him when the Holy Spirit of God speaks to their hearts. It happens in churches all the time. It happens. This happened 2,000 years ago when John the Baptist was talking about Jesus and his baptism. He said over there, he that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. That God is true. Can I tell you, the Word of God is absolutely true. Every single word, every verse, every chapter, every book, every part of the Bible is absolutely true. Everything the Word of God says, we can believe. Amen. And by the way, if we say amen, there's a real place called hell. There's a real place called the lake of fire. There's a real place where people will suffer throughout all eternity without putting their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, because it is real. Not because our pastor preaches it every Sunday. Not because I'm here preaching it every Sunday, or every man of God that's preaching the Word of God. Not because they're talking about it. It's because the Word of God says it, and it is absolutely true. Amen. But let me tell you this. Whew, there's a real heaven. There's a real place one day we're going to be. There's real that Jesus is returning for the church. We're going to be throughout all eternity with Jesus. All eternity. Amen. To set his seal that God is true. And by the way, we believe in Jesus. We are sealed too. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:30, ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You cannot lose your salvation. Not once. You're sealed. Sealed. The Bible says over there, it says, for whom he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, the one he has sent. The Bible says in John 3:17, he told Nicodemus, it's just a few verses before, he said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn to the world. Not to condemn it. Not to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. You notice that word might? Might be saved. Many people will not accept Christ. Many people do not believe what the Word of God says. Many people do not think that, oh, there's not a real place called hell. There's not a real place. Well, that's what the Bible says. And it's true. We must believe. We must believe. God has sent his Son to speak at the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Let me tell you what, the Holy Spirit of God was within Jesus from the day he came, the Holy Spirit of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Father loveth the Son and hath giveth all things into his hand. He's still in complete control of this universe. Amen. The Bible says that Satan is the prince and the power of the air, which he is. And he tries to control a lot of people's lives. Those that don't know Christ, those that are lost, he ain't worried about them. They don't care because he knows they're on their way to hell unless they get saved. But I tell you what, he'll try to bring Christians down. He'll try to make Christians not live a life that they should live. He'll try to make Christians not come to the house of God. He'll try to make Christians just get discouraged and want to give up on everything. We've got God with us. We've got the Spirit of God with us. Watch, the Father loveth the Son, has given all things into his hand. He's in control of everything. He that believeth on the Son, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Everlasting life. Jesus said in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, watch this, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Jesus said that. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To be present with the Lord. Where is that at? In a place called heaven, where there's all security, where there's joy, where there's peace, where there's happiness forever and ever, and worshiping God Almighty. But he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Watch this. Watch what John said. And he that believeth not the Son. Who's the Son? Jesus. God's only Son. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. The unsaved, the ones that are not born again, the ones that don't believe, the ones that have not put their faith and trust in Jesus, the unsaved, let me tell you what, they're on their place, on their way to a place called the devil's hell, my friends. And then the lake of fire. Will they be tormented for day and night, eternity, forever and ever and ever? They shall not inherit eternal life in heaven, not at all, but will spend an eternity in outer darkness and suffering and pain for all eternity. And let me tell you what, the Lord Jesus spoke about that many times in the four Gospels. Much more than he did about heaven. John said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth. Doesn't say in him. It says on him. Not in, but on him. We better make sure that we know Jesus. The wrath of God, Romans 1:18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And that's those that are not born again believers. Who was saying this when Jesus was right around the corner? John the Baptist was talking about a place called heaven. John the Baptist knew exactly why Jesus came and what his ministry was doing. He knew exactly what it was. And let me tell you what, there was a lot of people there that did not care about being baptized. There was a lot of people that came and did not want to follow Jesus. And the same is true today. Many people don't want to follow Jesus. Many people don't care about salvation. But oh, they will when they take their last breath. Whew. Or when that trumpet sounds. They will. I want to go back to verse number 24. Mary, can you guys get us a song ready and play whenever you're ready? The Bible says in verse 24, for John was not yet cast into prison. Why did the writer of John say that about John the Baptist? He was not yet cast into prison. His ministry was about over. Yeah, he was young, in his 30s. His ministry was about over. His life was about ready to end in his 30s. Young. Herod was going to have his head cut off and handed in a silver platter. He was going to die. But he was going to be in eternity with Jesus forever and ever and ever. For John was not yet cast into prison. One day, let me say this. Jesus is returning. I don't know when. You don't know when. Only God knows. But my friends, I believe it could happen today. It could happen today. You read the news, you see what's going on all over the world. You see what's going on in Israel. You see what's going on in the Middle East. Hey, listen, it could happen today. That's the very next step that God is going to do, is send his son to get to church. For God, John was not yet cast into prison. We're still alive. We're still doing well. Praise the Lord. I hope we all live to be 110 years old. Hallelujah. Amen. But I believe Jesus is coming back. And my friends, you better be ready. Not because you come to church. Not because you sing the songs, give the offering, hear the man of God. No, it's because you need to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's why God calls men of God to preach. So people come to Christ. That's why the Holy Spirit of God is filled all in the church. So people can come to Christ and get saved. That's what it's about. Do you believe what John says? In verse number 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Do you believe that this morning? And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but shall pass into condemnation. And the wrath of God is on him right now. You know why I said that? Because he can come back at any time. And we don't know when we're going to take our last breath. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. After this, the judgment. Are you prepared this morning? Why don't you bow your heads, close your eyes? We're going to sing a song in just a moment. You came here for a reason this morning. Maybe you're not sure you're saved. Maybe you haven't put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Maybe you come to church for many years, but you've never trusted in the Lord and said, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I come into my heart and save my soul. Forgive me of my sins. I believe in the Son of God. I believe you are the very Son of God. If there's one here this morning, would you raise your hand? I won't come to you. I won't call your name out. I wouldn't do that for nothing. I just want to pray for you. I want to make sure before you leave here. And the reason I worry about it is because I was one of those ones before I was 40 years old. And if I'd have died or Jesus came back, my friends, I'd have been in hell today. Do you make sure? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is returning? You know, the big message in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he told Nicodemus that he gave his only begotten son. That's Jesus told Nicodemus. I want to make sure today you've got your faith and trust in Jesus. He shed his blood on Calvary. He came to this earth to die for mankind. He rose again on that third and victorious, glorious day to give us hope, to give us eternal life. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.